Kosovo has the youngest population in Europe. It also has one of the highest levels of youth unemployment on the continent, with 60% of young people unable to get a job. Tens of thousands of Kosovars left the country at the end of 2014 and the start of this year. The non-profit Friedrich Ebert Foundation recently put out a report called The Kosovo Torrent to the EU. Antonetta Tsuli, who worked on the study, says those who left came from across society.
Most of them were poor people, but also people from the middle class who simply do not see a chance to get forward. So because of the economic situation, also then reasons like no perspective for getting a job, frustration because of the political situation that is dominating at the moment. We had elections in 2014, and for more than 6 months it was not possible here to build a government. In that moment, when the PDK and LDK, so the bigger parties, built a big coalition, then the people saw, okay, there will be no changes. Everything will be as it was until now, so let's see what we can else do.
Steps are being taken on a local level to try and create jobs. One youth organisation, south of Pristina, for example, is giving out a handful of grants to get small businesses going, mostly in the agricultural sector. But it's a modest initiative given the scale of things, and many educated young people are left with few options.
I am Vigan Marevce and I'm coordinator of the Youth Centre Lipjan. They do all the schooling and they do all the training they need to do and they are really prepared, but there's no jobs. Personally, I have finished the faculty and I am unemployed. I am a coordinator of the centre here, but I don't get money for this thing. I do it voluntarily, you know.
Many look to Europe, and some, like medical student Orbislav Niku, plan to come back once they've spent time outside Kosovo.
Basically, my plans are getting abroad to another country. I think probably Europe, just working there and probably, who knows, making a new life there. But I would probably come back here.
Just how to provide these young people with employment when the national economy is juddering along is a key challenge, and one keenly felt here at the university in the capital, Pristina. The dean of the law faculty, Professor Enver Hassani, told me a failure to create more jobs could be a disaster for Kosovo.
This country, I do not expect in the near future to be able to absorb what university produces and what there is already in the market. So that's why it is of crucial importance the government of this country and political actors try and negotiate with Europeans and beyond that, for example, countries that will be rebuilt as a result of war and revolution in the Middle East. They will eventually have stable governments and start rebuilding those societies. That would be one market in which our youth can try to negotiate seasonal work or something like that, which would help the youth, which is the passive energy for the moment, but which can explode and can have serious political consequences.
And these possible consequences will cast a long shadow over this young republic, as long as the economy remains at a standstill and young people are forced to leave in search of work. Thomas Lowe in Pristina for RFI.